Well, good evening, Remnant, and welcome to 7x70. This is Ranch Wrangler Richard coming to you live from the Radio Ranch. It's been a beautiful day. This September 2nd, 2021. Welcome to the Radio Ranch. Yep, we're still here, coming to you live tonight. And my apologies, couldn't make it last week. We had a storm. The power was out, the internet was out, and we had to play an archive. We've been smoky and cloudy today, but no storms and everything's working. So praise the Lord, we're here live tonight. We'll have the phone lines open if you would like to call in, if you have a comment or a question, and we'll do our best to take your call. But we're going to start out with a word of prayer. I hope that you're doing that. We do our best to encourage you to pray. It works. What else can I say? You can poo-poo it. You can throw it out with the bathwater all you want. But it works. I've seen it work. We've experienced it. The power of prayer. If you believe the word of God, then you should believe in prayer. Well, Lord Jesus, we do believe in prayer, and we thank you for the opportunity to bring our needs and wants and desires before you, Lord. We thank you that, Father, we have the ability to come boldly before your throne and to bring our, Lord, the needs of others before you. We thank you for that. We thank you for the opportunity, Lord, here in this nation to be able to continue to speak your word and to encourage your people to love and good deeds and to share the truths of your word, Lord, to call sin, sin, and to proclaim the goodness of the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I pray that you would guide and direct me this evening. Give me the words to say, the thoughts to think, and Lord, I pray that this time together, this time of fellowship with you and with your word and with one another, with like-minded Christians, that, Lord, it is as much an encouragement to others as it is to me. And that, Father, that we grow in your grace and knowledge, and that we are prepared, Lord. Thank you for the preparation that you give us. Lord, that you've given us all our lives, that we are prepared for what comes tomorrow. And Lord, no matter what it is, we know that you are still on your throne and that you sit in the heavens and you laugh at the foolishness of those that deny you and that think that it is their hand doing these things. But we know better. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I pray all these things to your glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Well, you know, Remnant, you could, and I thought about tonight, just starting out with a bunch of current events. But boy, the world is in a mess. It's in an absolute mess from the debacle of Afghanistan and Kabul. The mess that's been, the lies, they're covering that in all the media outlets, to the invasion that continues on, that has all year, the millions that have invaded this nation across the southern border, as well as Hurricane Ida. Here this storm comes on, you know, we had the tropical storm Fred just before it that came up across Panama City Beach and up into the southern United States and then just kind of went away. Hurricane Ida came up, nailed New Orleans. The destruction, I don't know if you've seen it, but the outer banks there, the islands and the coast and the inland and New Orleans has been devastated. Still no power, still no fresh water. It's devastating down there. And then Ida moved through the Midwest, or the Mideast, I guess you would say, across Tennessee, and then up, and then massive flooding in the Northeast. Over 25 deaths attributed. The flooding that they have not seen in New York. I've never seen it in my 56 years. In New Jersey, and the tornadoes, just devastation all throughout it. The South, and then also the North. And then out west, the fires. California fires alone, over 200,000 acres burned or burning there in California by Lake Tahoe, burning into Nevada now. And we've been hazy all summer. Was noticing that today. Don't remember when we've ever been this hazy, this smoky, all summer long from the massive fires out west. Massive fires. And so you can go to whoever you want in the media outlets for the current events, to what's going on. But I want to go to the scripture. That's all I can do is share scripture with you, hopefully to encourage you, to let you see what is going on. And I want to start in 1 Thessalonians 5. And it's subtitled under the Day of the Lord. It says, "Now as to the times and the epochs, brethren, you have no need of anything to be written to you." And I say, remnant, you have no need of anything to be said to you as to the times and the epochs. Verse 2 says, "For you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night." And it will. But I want to focus in on that first verse. "Now as to the times and the epochs, brethren, you have no need of anything to be written to you." You, remnant, with eyes to see and ears to hear, you that have not only heard the word but obeyed it, you, remnant, who have changed how your life might have been and have made a decision to do your best, even though we fail miserably, but to do your best to follow Jesus Christ and his teachings, and have repented and been baptized by full immersion for the repentance and the forgiveness of your sins. And so, remnant, for you that have done that, you have no need, really, of anything else to be written to you. But this goes on and continues. I like verse 9. It says, "For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you also are doing." And so I want to encourage you, remnant, to do that very thing. To encourage one another. To build up one another. To forgive one another. To pray for one another. And as it says there, just as you also are doing. That is what we are to be found doing in this time. When we continue on here in 1 Thessalonians, verse 15 says, "See that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek after that which is good for one another and for all people." And see, That is completely lost in the society today. That is completely lost in the world today, to always seek after that which is good for one another and for all people. Because when we lift one another up, we lift ourselves up. When we forgive others of their trespasses against us, guess what, remnant? We are forgiven. And we are not handed over to the torturers that we read about. We are to forgive. We say that in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. So we must forgive. I'm not talking about forgiving Goliath, okay? But the brethren, that is what we are to do. It continues on, "Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Even in these days, even when Kabul, Afghanistan falls, even when our nation is being invaded, even when the threat of this vaccine passport and this who knows what with its graphene oxide COVID shot, who knows, even with that staring us in the face. How many times did we hear from our dear Pastor Peters that to get a Red Sea deliverance, we must be in a Red Sea predicament? And I mentioned it last night. I can hear the seashore. I can see the gulls flying around. I can smell the salt air. We are fast approaching a Red Sea predicament. There is no doubt about that. Like I started out, as to the times and epochs, brethren, you should not need to be told that. If we read anything in the Word, we should be able to recognize the times that we are in. The days that we are in. The apostasy has come. The days that we are. 2 Timothy 3. Let's take a look at it. Just first few verses here. 2 Timothy 3. We've read these, we've addressed them before, but it is today. It is. It says, but realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. Now, I let me pause there. It doesn't mean that every time there's difficult times, that's the last days. You know, our pastor spoke of, and hopefully got the message across to many, of the end of the age. There were ends of ages when God and Moses brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. That was the end of an age and the beginning of a new age. And when Jesus Christ came to the earth, that was the end of an age and the beginning of a new age. And folks, I think we're looking at that very thing once again. The enemy thinks they're going to have their great reset. The enemy thinks that their 5G will activate like they want it to and do who knows what to all those that have been vaccinated with the COVID vaccine. And they see it as the fourth great revolution. And as I said before, as they talk about it, you see it here and there, the Great Reset. Well, it's going to be a Great Reset. It is going to be the end of an age and the beginning of a new age. But it's not going to be the way the enemy thinks. Because there are people that are reading the Word. There are people that are getting mad and not taking it sitting down. Well, let me finish reading this 2 Timothy, and we'll move on from there. 2 Timothy chapter 3. But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control. Boy, don't we see that all around us today. Brutal, haters of good. See, we have so many around us today that they not only don't want to do good, they hate good. And they hate you when you do good. Treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And I hope that when you read this or when you hear this, that you picture those lovers of pleasure. See, if it feels good, do it. That's what our parents' generation was told, and by golly, that's what they did. And it has just gone to the nth degree today. lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. If you think it feels good or looks good to give in to the demonic influences in your life, well then do it, baby. And loving that rather than loving God. It goes on, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power, and avoid such men as these. And that is one thing I want to point out as well. That is one thing the enemy has done today. Those that are haters of good, those that love death and hate the Lord, they hold to a form of godliness, whether it is teachers in the school system or the administration in the school system or your local government or the federal government. They hold to a form of godliness, like they make law, like what they say goes. But as it says, although they have denied its power, they don't have any real power. Not against the born again, the true born again Christian, the true follower of Jesus Christ. They just don't. They don't. We have mailed out, I think it's in your hands now, the Volume 5, 2021 Dragon Slayer. Wish we had 8 volumes out, but we've got 5 out. If you don't have it, I would suggest writing for it. We have an excerpt from Pastor Peter's book, Communion, and its potential blessings, curses, and need as part of the Ramrod, from the Ramrod. And I encourage you to go back and read it. The importance of communion. Pastor says in here, by way of introduction, he says there is a great day coming, an earth change, a new heaven and a new earth. It is the great and terrible day of the Lord that Malachi the prophet talked about in Malachi 4:5. And so I encourage you, it is a great refresher. We have the full book, the communion book, Communion and its potential blessings, curses, and need. And see, it's not all just, well, there's more to it. How about that? There's more to it. And so I encourage you to get the newsletter. We put it out to be a help to you, an encouragement to you in your walk. And so I do ask you to do that. You know, the Bible talks to us about health. It talks to us about how we are to be. And I mention health because of the times that we're in, the times that we are in. I'd like you to turn back. Well, let's take a look at Jeremiah first. Jeremiah 30, and we'll start with verse 12. And then we're going to go to Proverbs. And I have Jeremiah marked, but not Proverbs. So let me back up there and just have that ready. But there it is. And so in Jeremiah 30, okay, Jeremiah 30, starting in verse 12, it says, "For thus says the Lord." Now remember, in the time of Jeremiah, the people had turned away from God. They were being taken into captivity. Their land had been invaded. Their government had turned against them and made foreign alliances with other nations and other gods and other peoples. Does this sound familiar at all? And they had turned away from God, but God sent a prophet. He sent Jeremiah to them to explain to them, to hopefully to get them to turn back. And I think some did hear him, and some turned back. That was part of that remnant, you might say. Okay? But when we read, I think it's important that you understand that the times we are in today, remnant, are like the times of the prophet Jeremiah. They are. They are. And so Jeremiah 30, verse 12 through 15. Verse 12 says, "For thus says the Lord, your wound is incurable, and your injury is serious. There is no one to plead your cause. No healing for your sore. No recovery for you. All your lovers have forgotten you. They do not seek you. I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the punishment of a cruel one, because your iniquity is great and your sins are numerous. Verse 15, God says, why do you cry out over your injury? Your pain is incurable because your iniquity is great and your sins are numerous. I, the Lord, have done these things to you. And Remnant, it is so important that we realize as God's people that how true and applicable these verses are to us today. Today. Because there is no Make America Great Again apart from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There is no salvation from the hordes, the millions that have invaded this nation. At least across the southern border, and now we bring them in on jet airplanes from the Far East. There is no getting away from that, no being saved from that, apart from repentance and returning to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's none. That is what the furtherance of the Christian faith is, what this nation was founded on, and we have moved so far away from it. Is it any wonder that we have storms that start in the south and flood and rip across the nation, killing and flooding all in its path? And on the other side of the nation, it burns. Is it any wonder? Is it any wonder? Has God done this in your lifetime to any other nation continually? And so when you read Jeremiah, it is meant to bring us to our knees. It is. It is how it is today. But let's take a look. It's not all bad news. Let's take a look at Proverbs 16. Okay? Proverbs 16. Turning over there. Proverbs 16. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, verse 24 says. Sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Healing to the bones. Pleasant words. You know, the word of God is a pleasant word. How about Proverbs 17, verse 22? A joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. You know, there's a lot of dried up old bones today. Almost reminds you of the time of Ezekiel and the dry bones there. Talked about that in church a few weeks ago. There's an awful lot of dryness and drought in the land today. And in what should be the stalwart Christian leadership in the land today. But I'm talking here about personal health, about health that is needed in this day. It is the desire of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father for us to live in health. but it has to be his way. It is not unlike a parent that knows what is best for their child and desires that for the child and has it set up that way. But the child has to obey. You have to do. You have to do right to receive the blessings. It is as simple as that. The word says that God is a rewarder of those that do good. Now, we don't do those good works for salvation. We do that because of salvation. We're saved by grace through faith. We are. We're saved by the blood of the Lamb. We overcome, as Revelation says, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And so we have to have that testimony. Going to have a song. We'll be right back. Just a short song. And the phone lines are open tonight. 307-745-5913. We'll be right back.
On the line.
You know, in Judges, if you go back and you read about Gideon in Judges, and I know we've talked about Gideon before, but it is needed in this, the understanding of what Gideon understood is needed in this land today. when, you know, read Judges chapter 6, okay? And it starts out that the hands of Midian, that the Lord gave his people into the hands of Midian for 7 years, and Midian prevailed against Israel because the sons of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. And folks, the sons of America have done what is evil in the sight of the Lord today. Now we're making, there are many trying to make headway. Texas just passed an anti-abortion law bill. And oh, the nation's in an uproar over that. And there are those that seek to honor what is good and righteous and have mercy. And they're vilified today. And so I don't speak for all. But as a people, we have sinned. Our fathers have sinned. Our forefathers have sinned. And so when the angel of the Lord comes and appears to Gideon, Gideon says, "But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us in the hand of Midian." And the Lord, the angel of the Lord, looked at Gideon and said, "Go in this your strength." And see, remnant, that is our strength. We are not to be, as it says in Philippians, we're not to be alarmed by our opponents. Gideon was not alarmed by the Midianites, because he knew that the only power they had was the power God gave them to punish the Israelites. And so it is today. The only power the enemy has, the only power the hordes invading the southern border have, the only power that those that have come up with this COVID vaccine, the only power that the teachers and the school board and the government has, is the power that God has given them to punish his people, to punish us, because we've turned away from him. And when we turn back to him, well, it's like when Gideon goes and tears down the Baal. It starts to wake people up. It honors God, and it starts to wake people up. And so Judges 6, I encourage you to read it. It's not a long chapter, but it's exciting. There is a huge amount, a fantastic story crammed into that very small chapter. And so in Ezekiel, though, let's go to Ezekiel 33. Ezekiel 33 talks about the watchman's duty. And I don't want you to think, you know, we are all in one way or another to be watchmen on the wall. We are to watch out. We are to sound the alarm to our friends and family and others when we see evil in the land. When we see, as it says, to give a warning from him. And to say to the wicked, when you read about the watchman's duty, the watchman's duty is to say to the wicked, because the Lord has said to the wicked, "Listen, you better change your ways or you're going to die." And if the watchman doesn't do that, then that evildoer's blood is on his hand. And so it is, it ties in with love your neighbor. You know, if you love your neighbor as yourself, well, you don't want your neighbor to die because he doesn't understand something. And so the watchman's duty, when you read through it, we don't have time tonight, just have a few more minutes left, but that is not just for those in the ministry. It is for each and every one of us. let me start here in Ezekiel 33. It says, "And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, speak to the sons of your people and say." So it wasn't just to a certain select group of people. It was to all the people. It was to all the people. And so I want to step up to down to verse 10. And it says, verse 10, it says, "Now as for you, son of man, say to the house of Israel, thus you have spoken, saying, surely our transgressions and our sins are upon us, and we are rotting away in them. How can we survive?" And that is where, that before the next verse, that is what has to happen. That is where each of us have to be. Some of us have gotten there, but that is where each of us have to be to get to the point to realize that we have sinned before our Heavenly Father, that we have done wrong, that we thought things were okay, and they weren't. And that our forefathers have sinned before Him. And we can change that, though. We can repent. And so it says, "Surely our transgressions and our sins are upon us, and we are rotting away in them." And that is what, that rot is coming upon this nation in unspeakable terms. And faster than anything has come upon this nation. Verse 11, "Say to them, as I live, declares the Lord God, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn back from your evil ways. Why then will you die, O house of Israel?" And Remnant, you may not think, you may have friends that, and I know we all do, we have friends and family that don't think that they're wicked, that don't think that they are going to die in the great and terrible day of the Lord. But unless we have already died with Christ and had our sins washed away, and had our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, then guess what? We will suffer the death of the wicked. And so, even here back in Ezekiel, I think it is a foreshadowing of repentance. It is telling that is what is needed. Returning to turn back. God doesn't even desire the death of the wicked. He says he takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather, and so that doesn't mean the wicked won't die. That doesn't mean the wicked won't die. And I hope as a parent you can see this here, as a parent to children, that you don't want you don't want your children to be disrespectful and evil and do things against you. You want them to change if that's what needs to happen. You want what's best for them, just as our Heavenly Father wants what's best for us. And so when he says, "I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that the wicked turn from his way and live." And it is the same today. It is the same today. Turn from your way and live. Babylon is falling. We read about that in Revelation, and that time, well, it approaches faster and faster. It does. It does. we read, you know that his return will be like a thief in the night, which means you don't know what night or when that he's coming. It could be in 10 seconds, and it could be in 10 minutes, and it could be in 10 days, and it could be in 10 months or years. No one knows. But the best we can do is to be ready. To be ready. If we will prepare ourselves spiritually, then certainly God can, well, if he has to walk us through the desert for 40 years, he can feed us, and he can give us water to drink, and he can have it so our clothes don't wear out, and he can prosper us like he did the children of Israel in Exodus. That is why that story is written there. That is why the prophets and the apostles spoke of it, to remind us that God can deliver. But we can, and we have to do our part. The children of Israel, when you go back and look and read there in Exodus, and you read of the first Passover, okay? And I'm hoping to bring a message at church here in September regarding this and how this ties in with us today. That the Passover, they were told to take some of the blood and put it on the doorpost and the lintel on the houses in which they eat. And verse 13 of Exodus 12 says, "The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt." Now, God certainly struck the land of Egypt. And the ones, the Israelites, that were obedient to that command to take the unblemished lamb and to slaughter it and to hold some of the blood and to roast the lamb and to eat it with their loins girt about and ready to go with their staff in their hand, and they put the blood on the doorpost and the lintel, the plague did not come to them. The death angel passed over them, and they were saved, and they and their families were delivered. It is so similar today. No, we don't take a physical lamb and slaughter it and physically apply the blood of the lamb. What is the blood of the lamb but the Lamb of God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And his blood has to be applied. And when the death angel comes again, when our Lord and Savior comes, and yeah, there's a rapture coming, but folks, it ain't a rapture of the saints. It's a rapture of the wicked, because the Bible tells us the wicked will be removed from the land. Okay? The wicked will be removed. And when that time comes, when the tares are removed at the end of the age, and Jesus explains that, and the reapers are his angels, and they come and they gather out all stumbling blocks. Hallelujah. Those that have the blood applied, the blood of the Lamb, the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, those that have contacted that blood through repentance and full water, full immersion baptism. Yes, water regeneration, absolutely. And have died with him, have shared. Isn't it Romans 6 that says that we if we share in the glory of his death, we can share in the glory of his resurrection? Something like that. How do we do that? We have to have the blood applied. We have to contact that blood. And that's only done in baptism, in repentance, in recognizing like Gideon did, oh Lord, it's you that have done this because of our sin. See, that's recognition. That leads to repentance, understanding that it is our discretions that have caused the southern border to be open. It is our discretions that have allowed O'Biden to be in the White House and to cause the debacle that Afghanistan and the border and so much of the economy has turned into. It is because of our sins and our father's sins. And because we haven't hailed the law, we haven't put Christ first, we have served others. But remember, he says he just wants us to return to him, because that is what's best for us. And the blessings that he has in store for us right here and right now are unimaginable when we return to him. I like verse 28 of Exodus 12. Then the sons of Israel went and did so just as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. So they did. And those that did, when it came about at midnight that the Lord struck all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, well, the homes that had the blood applied, well, there was not weeping and gnashing of teeth in those homes. No, as Psalms 91 says, you will only look on with your eyes and see the reward of the wicked. Remnant, that is the day we are in. We are not to goad over this. We are not to lord this over or to hold it over others. But as the Bible says, we are to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. I've spoke to many of the remnant regarding this coronavirus and the vaccination shots and the vaccination passports that we see coming and the businesses requiring. I, in town today, saw some places that are requiring masks again. Last week they weren't, and now they are. And who knows, next week it might be a vaccination passport. If it is, so be it. So be it. I want to read Philippians to you again. Philippians 1, starting in verse 27. Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. And you know, when I read this, folks, I'm reminded of Proverbs 31. The woman that smiles at the future. Smiles at the future. That's for today. September 2nd, 2021, we are to smile at the future. We know the good plans that God has for us. Philippians 1:28, again, one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in no way alarmed by your opponents, which is a sign of destruction for them. See, when we are not alarmed by our opponents, because we are conducting ourselves, how can you not be alarmed? You know what they're going to do? Well, when we are conducting ourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, standing firm in one spirit, and taking our thoughts captive, and not alarmed by our opponents. That is a sign of destruction for them and of salvation for us. And that too from God. See, the destruction for them is from God, because they've overstepped their bounds. They have overstepped their bounds, our opponents have. And God only puts up with that for so long. And when he has the enemy of God overstepping their bounds on one side, and he has the children of God repenting and returning to him, that's when that day comes. That's when that day comes. Philippians 4, 6 through 7, we're wrapping up. I want to leave you with this encouragement. Be anxious for nothing, remnant. Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. And this is how you can be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, that's request, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. He's got this. He's got this. We are to have the attitude of Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. They said, we don't need to answer you, O king. Our God can deliver us, but even if he doesn't, we won't bow to you. We're not going to do it your way. And that is the attitude we must have. And I speak to myself. It's getting dark here at the Radio Ranch. We're almost out of time, and I can see my reflection in the mirror or in the window here. And I speak to myself as much as I do to you. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And he'll guard your heart. He'll make it okay. It's what he does. It is as simple as that. As simple as that. Well, remnant, we are out of time. I want to thank you for joining us. Hope it's been a blessing to you. This chance to have fellowship with you and share the Word of God. I want to invite you back Saturday morning. We'll be here Saturday morning. You can join us 7 a.m. Mountain Time, 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Let's see, 9 a.m. Eastern for coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We'll be here. We'll have the phone lines open, and we would love to have you join us for fellowship. We'll have hot coffee and our Bibles, and we gather in the name of Jesus Christ. And it is a pleasant time. It is a pleasant time. Well, thanks for joining us. Our address, if you want to write to us, maybe you're a new listener, Scriptures for America, Post Office Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado, 80535. Again, Post Office Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado, 80535. Good night.
There shall be showers of blessings. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessings, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops around us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessings, precious reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessings, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessings. Send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing. Come and now honor thy word. Showers of blessings. Showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling. But for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessings. Oh, that today they might fall. Now as to God we're confessing. Now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessings. Showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling. But for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessings, if we but trust and obey. There shall be seasons refreshing, if we let God have his way. Showers of blessings, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. Mercy drops round us are falling.